brought to you by Penguin.
Let the Light In, written and read by me, Jane McDonald. Prologue. We're all on a learning curve our whole life long. Some take the slow and steady road, carefully stepping over potholes and avoiding hairpin bends, and others strap themselves in for a Big Dipper ride through dizzy highs and crashing lows. And then there are the trapeze artists, learning to fly while walking on wire. No matter how many times they fall and hit the ground, how hard the wind is blowing, or who knocks them off course, they always get back on. What's it been like for me? I think writing this book is going to give me more answers than I have right now. But my current thinking is flying the trapeze in a hurricane on board a ship. What's kept me going is the sunshine on the horizon, because no matter how tough things get, the sun does always rise again. And every time I see the morning sun, it's through clearer eyes. Because the day before has taught me something new. I've experienced more rejection than acceptance. And this builds up resilience and makes you improve, so don't give up. I've had more doors slammed in my face than opened. And if there's a wall in front of you, then find a way to either go over it, under it, or around it. Don't just walk away. I've experienced more heartbreak than love in my relationships. But rejection in your personal life is okay, as it makes you appreciate love when it arrives. I've lost touch with more friends than I've kept. But I truly believe we meet people for a reason, and I also believe they leave us when the time is right. Some stay the course and some don't, and that's okay too. I have earned more money than I've ever had to show for it, but being hungry for your passion makes you work even harder. And I've failed more times than I've won. I believe you must fail to be a success. You must lose to win. And that's called learning the craft. Forward. 5 years ago, when I wrote my autobiography, I didn't imagine I'd be putting pen to paper again. After 20 years in show business and surviving some very stormy waters, I was on the crest of a wave, cruising the world, making my own BAFTA-winning TV series and looking forward to a sold-out tour with the best band I'd ever worked with. To complete the dream, I had my lovely partner Ed waiting for me back home in Wakefield. The next chapters of my life were already glistening on the horizon, but nobody would read about those. Me and Ed were going to spend more time together, and to be fair, I had been on 45 cruises. And after the tour ended in 2020, I was looking forward to drifting into retirement. Leave the party while you're still having fun is one of my mottos in life. And that's exactly what I was planning to do, so that me and Ed could enjoy our golden years at our own leisurely pace. Tragically, fate had other plans, and instead of sailing into the sunset with the love of my life, I had to say farewell to Ed in March 2021. His untimely passing broke me completely. The title of this book is borrowed from one of my songs, and Let the Light In means a great deal to me for lots of reasons. First of all, I'm very proud of it. It's become one of my biggest hits with fans in recent years. They say the song lifts their spirits and inspires them, whether they've had a bad day at the office or are dealing with something far worse. That is music to my ears, because to me there is no greater reward than cheering someone up, putting a smile on the face and spreading joy and positivity. It's what I go to work for. A lot of people thought I wrote Let the Light In during tough times in lockdown, or as a way of coping with losing Ed. But in fact, I wrote it more than 20 years ago, at another very low point in my life. I'd expected 15 minutes of fame after appearing in the BBC docuSoap The Cruise in 1998. But instead, I was catapulted to instant stardom. Nobody was more surprised than me. My debut album shot to number one, and over the next 4 years, I was caught in a showbiz whirlwind, hosting my own primetime
Sample complete. Ready to continue?